That was Modern Times by Charlie Chaplin, Itzhak Perlman, joined the Boston Pops. And I have to say, one of my fond memories from our music festival up here in Collingwood was when we played a little bit of Modern Times. We screened it on our bay here in Southern Georgian Bay, and I had a chance to play some piano live. It was just so memorable. And this afternoon, we're heading to Port Hope, where the silver screen shines a little brighter. The Vintage Film Festival returns October 17th and 19th at the historic Capitol Theater, celebrating classic cinema under this year's theme, which is family dynamics. Joining me is Rick Hill, chair and festival director, to tell us a little bit about these timeless films, the big screen experience, very special in this age of streaming. Welcome, Rick.
Oh, good morning, Daniel. Thank you very much.
Terrific to have you. Give us a little quick history about the Vintage Film Festival. How did it start? How has it grown over the years?
Okay. Well, this is our 32nd season of the Vintage Film Festival.
Oh, wow. Kudos to you and your team.
It's been a great run. A great run, yes. And it goes back to, it all goes back to Marie Dressler and the fact that she was born in Cobourg, Ontario, down here in southeastern Ontario. And her house had been, it was in a sad state. There had been a restaurant there, but then there had been a fire and it was at risk of being torn down. And so a local group got together to save it and restore it. The Marie Dressler Foundation was created to help make that happen.
One of Canada's first true Hollywood stars, beloved comedic actress, early days of film, Academy Award there.
That's right. That's right. She was one of three Canadian actresses who won back-to-back Best Actress Oscars in the early 30s. She and Mary Pickford and Norma Shearer. And all three of those actresses are now featured in the Canadian Women in Film Museum, which is now in the Marie Dressler House in Cobourg. But when the foundation was getting started trying to do this stuff, they needed funds, and so they decided to have a little film showing. They showed them Marie Dressler film and had a dinner and so forth to raise money. And after a couple of years, it became like a real weekend-long festival. That was 32 years ago now.
So the Vintage Film Festival returns October 17th to 19th at the Historic Capitol Theater, and this year's theme is family dynamics. How did you land on that idea, and what connects all these films under that umbrella?
Yeah, well, we have a program theme every year, and that gives us, from the wealth of films that are available, gives us some guidance on making a selection. And family dynamics offered a lot of interesting possibilities there. I know, I'd had about some films that would go well with that. For instance, I was keen to show White Heat, which is a terrific James Cagney film from 1949 when he returned to his gangster persona. He's like a really psychotic, homicidal gangster in this. Gives a terrific performance, but he's obsessed with his mother, right? His mother supports him and helps him, and this really rather bizarre relationship going on there, which I thought was such an interesting slant on the family.
Sensational. Yeah, you have some classics in there, a few silent comedies, and and some great Capra, Stanley Kramer, Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate. Mm-hmm. Any standout titles from the program? Maybe a little storyline, a fun bit of trivia that caught your eye?
So many of these are standouts. We try to schedule nothing but, really great films.
Nothing but standouts, and sure.
When we pulled together this year's program, I don't know if it says something about families or not, but it turned out to be almost all comedies.
Oh, okay. Family dynamics can be comedic,
yeah,
depending on the perspective.
We got five comedies from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. We got two musical comedies, and those are two of our standouts. One is Mary Poppins, which we're confidently expecting to have a sellout this year, same as we did years ago with The Wizard of Oz, and then we're also the festival wraps up on Sunday afternoon with Meet Me in St. Louis, which is another one of the great Hollywood musicals. And then, as you mentioned, we do have we always screen two silent films with live piano accompaniment, which is such a fascinating experience. In the Toronto area, you get to see that fairly often. There are a number of series that do that, but it's rare down here. But we always have a couple, and they go over great. They're both comedies this year. One is Buster Keaton's Our Hospitality, which is one of his first significant feature films, with a truly hair-raising stunts at the end of it. And something very interesting, it's called I Was Born, But... .. And this is a silent film from Japan from 1932, which was made by the director Yasujirō Ozu, who was one of the great directors of Japan's golden age of cinema. We showed his Tokyo Story last year and got a really good response. So this year we got this really charming family comedy that he did. Japan was still making silent films right up until 1935. They didn't jump on the bandwagon quite as quickly as other countries, but it's a really delightful film, which I'm sure not many people have caught up with. And with live piano accompaniment going, it's like a tight wire act is going on at the same time as you're watching the film to hear this being done, this piano.
Oh, absolutely. I remember our audience was completely on edge. Yes, yes. Fascinating to see it come to life, as it did in the silent film era.
Exactly.
Rick, I notice you haven't forgotten about the usual extras, the Sunday lunchtime film talk. There's free popcorn all weekend and free passes and tickets for anyone 25 and under. For anyone eager to experience, how can they get tickets? How can they get involved?
They can get tickets either, you know, in person at the Capitol Theater in Port Hope or on the Capitol Theater's website. Just go to their events page and everything's available there. As you mentioned, yes, tickets to any of the films are free for anyone 25 and under. You still do need to book a ticket, same as you would for a paid ticket, but there's absolutely no charge for it. And certainly if anyone's interested in coming to see Mary Poppins, I strongly encourage you to get those tickets now, not later, because it is liable to be a sellout.
Absolutely. And the details of all of your programming are available at your website, which is vintagefilmfestival.ca. Vintagefilmfestival.ca.
That is right.
Terrific. Well, lights, camera, popcorn, so exciting. That is the Vintage Film Festival returning October 17th and 19th at the historic Capitol Theater in Port Hope, celebrating classic cinema under the theme of family dynamics. Thank you, Rick. Any closing thoughts for us?
Just I want to mention that, like you've mentioned, the Capitol Theater is such a fabulous place to watch movies in. Purpose-built for the talkies in 1930 and has this whole atmospheric effect. It's like you're walking into a castle courtyard and there are clouds are circling around the ceiling. Stars twinkle overhead while the films are on. It's a great experience. And then to watch these classic films, I mean, anybody can stream them on, you know, some service on their TV at home, but that is not the same as being in a classic movie theater auditorium full of other people who are enjoying the movie along with you is a unique experience.
Truly authentic. Just a great excuse to get away from the streaming queue for a bit and rediscover the magic of the big screen. All right. Good luck, Rick. It sounds super exciting. We're right there with you. And I wish you a sellout for all these great events.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
All the best. Till next time.
Bye-bye.